Blog Talk Radio.
New Heights Show on Education, and this is your host, Sadia Ijaz. Thank you, Pamela, for your birthday wishes last week, and my birthday was well spent and very wonderful. Today's topic, I will be talking about preparing children for kindergarten or even preschool. Before I begin, you can call in to speak to me anytime during the show at 347-633-9225, or you can contact New Heights at 419-786-0247, or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or visit our website at newheightseducation.org. Before I begin, there are some announcements. Our radio program has a new logo. If you are online listening to the show right now, you can view it at the design came from Marina Kalima, our graphic designer from Patras, Greece. Thanks, Marina. You did a very great job. Also, we now are happy to announce that our third radio program will be on Sundays. Our newest host, Kathy Woodring, will guide Sunday's audience in American history from the beginning of our history to current events for civics. Her first show will air on Sunday, February 9th, 2014, from 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and will be titled Founding of America. Enrichment Day will be on, I think, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literary Center is offering its biweekly Enrichment Day classes. And the classes will continue to be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day classes are in the planning and are open to more suggestions. So far, we will be offering a culinary class, reading time, science class, and Irish dancing and karate. Students are invited to not only attend, but also participate in instructing some of these classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us directly. Also, the New Heights Educational Group is partnering with the Great American Opportunities. American Opportunities is an online fundraiser which started this month. Anyone interested in fundraising for their child and or New Heights can contact us for your own online ID. All profits will be used as a fundraiser for each student to raise funds for their future activities and for New Heights to earn money. So today's topic was getting children ready for kindergarten or preschool. And kindergarten is the most exciting time of the school life. It is the beginning of something wonderful, and children really begin to grow in knowledge and identity. It helps them and gives them the basics of all knowledge and sets the tone for the future educational years and how they will feel about school in general. Many children are scared or nervous of their first day of school, and I still remember my very first day of kindergarten. I was actually pretty excited, and I started asking before I was even able to go to school. So around 4 years old, I would just keep asking and bothering my mom if I can go to kindergarten now. And I had to wait a whole year before I had to go to kindergarten, because usually they register at when the child is 5 years old. However, they get used to it and start to like it, and they make friends, and they have fun. This is where they learn to make more friends and playing with other children, to learn to write and read, and learn many other skills that they continue to build on as they progress in age and grades. Before a child goes to their first day of school, parents need to tell them a few weeks before they go. Parents can explain why they need to go, why it's important, and that they will have a lot of fun. And there are many other children just like them around their same age and feeling the same feelings that they are now, and there's nothing to worry about. To get children excited, parents can go school shopping with them. They can buy their very own backpack and supplies, and this usually makes them very excited to have their own things and feeling a little more independent. I always liked school shopping, and I still do, and it just gets me into the mood of going to school and preparing everything, having every notebook labeled and whatnot. Also, parents can help them get into a habit of a routine, like waking up a bit early, getting the breakfast time, their sleeping time, so that when it is time to go to school, they kind of know it in their head and they get used to it, so then it's not like a sudden, oh, I woke up this morning very early. This is not how I usually do things. So it's nice to get them into the habit. And an article on to help prepare your child is, they said that to focus on your child's social life. For most of your child's school day, he or she will relate to and work with other children, learning to collaborate on projects and share toys. Children who are comfortable working in groups do the best. If your child has been in preschool, he's probably already in depth in this area. If he hasn't, then consider enrolling your child in a group activity such as gymnastics, 4-H, or music class, or an after-school program. You can contact New Heights for suggestions. You can also sign them up for a part-time camp program the summer before kindergarten begins. And that's very fun as well. They can make new friends before they go into kindergarten, so they are not too scared about making new friends. So then they have someone that they know will be also be in their class. Try to encourage him or her to participate in group activities rather whenever they occur, such as during birthday parties. If you know your child is reluctant to join in games like Pin the Tail on the Donkeys or Musical Chairs, practice these at home with them. It will be very fun and you can have more bonding time. You can also take them to playgrounds, pools, libraries, and other neighborhood places where he or she can meet other children and learn to play with them. They also said to boost your child's self-awareness. Besides learning to be aware of others, children who begin kindergarten need to be aware of themselves. Help them memorize basic information such as the correct spelling of their name, their age, their address, and phone number. Your child should also be able to name his various body parts. Maybe memorizing address will be a little difficult, but if you want, you may also get them to memorize it. It will be very good for them in case they need to know it for someday if they don't have a ride and need to get one from someone else or some other reason. And also this way they won't be caught off guard when a children or teacher asks these questions. If they have difficulty memorizing facts, such as their phone number, adapt it to the melody of a song they know. That's always helpful, and it gets them to memorize very quickly. And especially children now, they can memorize very quickly, actually, because their brain is still very fresh. Also, expand your child's mind. Informally begin to teach your child about numbers and letters as you go about your daily lives. Do art projects and daily exercises with them. Thelma suggests Brain Gym, which can be found in the New Heights Library. And while unpacking grocery bags, you can count the items and ask them to count with you. You can ask them to put your cans in size order or to alphabetize them if they already know some letters, if they already know some letter sequences. You can ask them to count how many windows there are in the house or to find all the objects that begin with the specific letter. And knowing colors is also useful, so ask your children to identify colors on his clothes, there's a cereal box, and et cetera. In these casual ways, your child will pick up all the knowledge he or she needs to begin kindergarten. If your child gets a lot of colors incorrect, they should be colorblind. this is important to look for as well. So yes, almost anything you can get them to be, to get them to involve in, and it will really help them, and so they're not just going into kindergarten with no knowledge of what they are about to experience or what they're about to learn. So they have some knowledge of what they're going to do. Also, devote some time to teaching concepts as well. Understanding the difference between words like, same, and different, or more and less, will help a child express his thoughts. Another important tool is the art of describing and making distinctions. This is why the characters on Sesame Street play one of these things is not like the other. You can do the same at home. Put three oranges and a banana in a bowl and ask them to choose the one that's different. Discuss place words or prepositions, such as under, above, beside, and through, and words that describe time, such as before and after. And a lot of things you can do with your children, and just get them into the mode and kind of relieve their fear of going into a new school, a new like atmosphere, but let them know that it will be okay. And maybe on the first few days you might want to go once or twice with your child, drop them off and pick them up. And also, it's very important to meet with the child teacher. And I know that many parents do this, but I feel that this is important. And it create a good bond with their teacher, so then you can understand you can understand and talk to the teacher really well when you need to talk about your child and how they act in school and how they are doing. So these things are important to keep in mind.
You rain.